Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 10. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, welcome aboard and feel free to call the number of 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or commercials, send it all MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. But you can always change your mind and call back and press one to talk. So, there you have it. Now, I'm going to let you know that you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Specialty show coming up this coming Sunday. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter JR numeral 1 and Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 on Twitter, as well as Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street numerals 1-3. Also, Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. You can also Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com on Facebook. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. The website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is still Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. I will have a guest host filling in tomorrow. I will be calling in from International Women's March. More on that in just a little while. You can check out the Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Also, if you're looking for work, this is important, hit up www.templabor.org. You can also check out thelogtv.com, as well as on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland. I'm going to give you, before I go to the phone lines, a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, and then we'll work our way up to the numeral uno. Number 10, you can Facebook Communities Not Cages. That happened last Thursday. Number 9, debuting BWE, the Black Talk Table. It happened last Saturday. They even stopped their program in the midst of everything and did a prayer for Mama Porter when the news broke late Saturday. Number 8, Facebook, Party with the Pisces, MX Juneteenth fundraiser that happened last Friday. Number 7, debuting All Walks of Life concert. That All Walks of Life concert debuts at number 7. That will happen. Black House Sound Dinner Performances Awards, All Walks of Life concert from 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to midnight this coming Friday, March the 11th, 2022, at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Only 50 people can attend. But so far, word, I talked with LaShondra Tinsley, who's running for the Senate. We'll get into a little bit more about her shortly, but she is looking very interested in that event, even said so. We'll get into that a little bit more, but some of the other names, Ballhead Fred, Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven, award going out to Councilman Ernest L. Smith in East Cleveland. Oh, man, that's all I can say right now. A lot of things going on with that one. Number 6, moving up to number 6, debuting the Enijah Noel Holland / Stop the War on Dads, which is coming up on Thursday, which I know that's going to be a major thing, as Thursday, 10 a.m., Enijah Noel Holland, Stop the War on Dads. That is happening at the Cuyahoga County Juvenile Justice Center. Of Quincy, as Enijah Noel Holland was stabbed to death by her mom. The father tried to protect his child. Again, juvenile court has failed. The war on dads needs to stop. Kids are dying due to discrimination against dads. The laws need change. Juvenile court is responsible for kids dying due to incompetent judges, GLS, and Ohio laws. You will be able to see a lot of us out there, including myself, Man in the Street, will be representing, since I am the Commander-in-Chief for Fathers Lives Matter. Number 5, debuting Facebook International Women's Day March, Cleveland, March for Reproductive and Civil Rights. That is debuting at number 5. As a matter of fact, I should tell you all what you're getting into, and that is tomorrow, 4:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. It will be covered live on voiceitradio.com. It's happening at Market Square Park. Okay, West 25th Street, Lorain, all right, right across from the West Side Market. It's a free and public in-person rally, a march that does not require registration. That means you can show up. ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Cleveland, Ohio, U.S. Senate candidate Morgan Harper, a Columbus-based attorney and progressive activist who worked under then D.C. consumer watchdog Richard Cordray when Barack Obama was president, and Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Cheryl Stevens. I have a song with her on the long-awaited Detox album. She'll be there. Former Cleveland Heights mayor and the lieutenant governor candidate on the gubernatorial ticket of former Democratic Dayton Mayor Nan Wiley. Our keynote speakers, along with seasoned Greater Cleveland activist Cheryl Leeson of Refuse Fascism for the 6th Annual International Women's Day March Cleveland Rally. Man in the Streets will be talking as well. There will be a march beginning at around 4:45 in the Ohio City neighborhood at Market Square Park, across from the Westside Market at 1979 West 25th Street and Lorraine Avenue, across from the Carnegie Bridge and down from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. So that is going on tomorrow. Major happening, as I look and see some of the people who are on the phone lines already. Number four spot, Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 221, and other events. I'm going to take the time to say some of the people who were there. This is like one of the most well-attended ones that we've had. We had Dancing Derek Wilson, Jamil Norman, Big E, Performance Artist Champion, who performed. Monica M. Malik, Miss Pulse Points, who was selling the Breakout Black Man Army, the BMA Oil. You had Cowboy. Both of them sang songs. You had Dantes Taylor, who did poetry. Brother Twayne McGee, DJ Dollar Rock. Lord Pierce Francis, who's a comedian. Kelly Jackson. You also had L.A. from Tremix, who stopped through. Kelly Jackson. You had The Gift, who spoke. Brenda Fulmer, who not only spoke, but sang a good old-fashioned, gospel song, did poetry. You had Paul M. Jones. Antoine Wilson, you had Kim Realster, Angelina Bilal, Zani McCrest, DJ Drip Drop, Alfred Gus, Financial Guru, Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven did the Hip Hop Workshop News, Andrea Hill, Amber Hill, Carl Powers III did an excellent performance and spoke very well. You had D. Brown, Mickey Duckworth and Diamond Belmonte, both of them spoke. Diamond spoke about being a young activist since her brother Vincent Belmonte was murdered by a police officer in East Cleveland. And, of course, Nikki Duckworth spoke about musical vibrations. We had LaShondra Tinsley, who spoke, which was very important because she is running and a non-traditional candidate running her campaign in a non-traditional way, because I have to and because it's time for a different direction, Ohio. Definitely it's time for marginalized communities, the working and middle class, to receive salaries that increase as inflation increases. No more stagnation of pay. Universal health care, including prescription prices, because company-sponsored health care plan premiums increase while less services are covered. Free college, technical schools, cancel student debt, help with child care payments, drug rehabilitation and support services, including quality payments for taking a child in while a parent receives treatment, no matter how long it takes. So there are different ways to reach the young lady. She's running for the U.S. Senate to represent U.S. Ohio. Her election dates are May 3rd, 2022, but now it's November 8th, 2022. She's going straight to be on the main ballot. There it is. Also, you had LaVita Murray, Shakim Shabazz from the Mighty Zulu Nation, our Cleveland representative, Cleveland Underground Music Radar guest, Suave was there, Major Tabs, Stoney, MC Fame, and we shot the video for I Need a Queen. More on that one of these days. Number three debuting. What could be bigger than that? Legendary Grand Wizard Theodore spent his birthday in Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday and Sunday, just yesterday. He was at the Red Lion Tattoo, got a chance to stop through there. Very, very excellent. It was excellent. Danielle made it over there. We'll get into a little bit more of everything in just a little while. Number two debuting, yeah, That was big. Stephanie Mills and others last Saturday evening at debuting at the number one spot from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. What was bigger than New Edition, Charlie Wilson, Jodeci last Friday? Let's go to some of the phone callers. Thank you all for hanging in there. It was an extensive top 10 list, but there are so many activities going on. I'm going to go to 216-820. Before I do that, hold on. Yep, got to do this. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in trouble for this next one. An infamous shout out to Pastor Reed, who called me on my personal phone line while I was live on the air. Somebody help me, because I know I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Anyway, let's go to 216-820. 216-820. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Allen. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great. Man, once again, before you say anything, I know you're calling to talk about who knows what. I have some idea. But you came to the hip-hop workshop, and you really showed out. I mean, you're getting the same reaction for Stop Lying to Me that you received for Delete Obsolete and Bankroll. I'm at a standstill now. I don't know what song I want to see you perform when I see you walk into the place. But talk to us, please, brother.
Well, there's a small possibility that you might get all three. But where are you going to get these performances at? I'll tell you all where. This Friday, March 11, 2022, Black House Sound Dinner Performance Awards at the All Walks of Life concert from 8 p.m. to midnight at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Come on out, have fun. We're going to have some entertainment, a special award given to Brother Ernest Smith, as well as a dinner. For those of you who like baked barbecue chicken, that's going to be intact. And for those of you who enjoy Fish Friday, you're going to have some fish cod up in there as well. So, like I said, this coming Friday, March 11th, 2022, Black House Sound Dinner Performance Awards at the All Walks of Life concert, 8 p.m. to midnight, at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Come on out, have fun. We're going to have a party, and you know I am, because, like I said, a few names that you just mentioned, such as Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, Fred, Major Taps, yours truly will be performing there. And just like I said before, to everyone who loves hip-hop, hey, this is some hip-hop for you. So, hey, don't be left out. Come on out. And I will be letting you all know right now that this Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime headquarters will be actually one of the last days to come and get these tickets down there at the Black on Black Crime headquarters down there on Kipling. So if you got time at 7:15 this Wednesday to come on down and get your last-minute tickets if you can. You know what I mean? So like I said,
right,
don't be left out on this one. This is going to be something great. It's going to be a wonderful thing to do. And I hope to see you this Friday at the Mediterranean Party Center for the All Walks of Life concert. Oh, we going to have a party. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. Man, I appreciate that. That was a great phone in. Even if I thought about missing this coming Friday, I'll be there. I don't know what I might do. I might just come in and try to grab some extra pieces of fish and chicken and head out the door. But I think once I get in there, I'd better stay and enjoy the whole affair. So I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least say that I appreciate looking at this phone number. It's a 601 area code with the 513. I will say that before I go there, I always get alarmed when I see those type of phone numbers, because the 601-513, they could be calling to tell me that they are sending me out or mailing me out a pledge packet for the Blue Lives Matter pack or the firefighters pack or the policeman's pack or even the veterans pack. And I don't know how to get that address and send that money back from this radio program. But let's go to 601-513 and see why they call in this evening. 601-513, how you doing out there?
Yeah, can you give to the police fund, because we're really trying to protect our families of the police officers that died on the street. Can you please deliver some money?
This is not him.
This is not Jesus Christ. Hey, everybody, this is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Langenham. How's it going?
It's going well, and how's it going for you?
I'm all right, brother. And look, first of all, my prayers go out to you and your family if you lost your dear mother. I appreciate her wisdom, and, I just wanted to say that, brother. Love you, brother.
Thank you so much.
But overall,
it's appreciated. Go ahead.
But overall, I want to talk about. I didn't know what to come on and talk about. I'm tired of talking about my story. You're going to see it come out in the news pretty soon. But I want to talk about unity.
Now,
the main reason about why I'm running. We're lacking unity in our black communities. We're lacking unity in all communities in America, especially within our government. We can't come together to solve the most dire issues that we're all facing. And from everything that I've seen, people talking about they run for president and everything like that, I believe we need an American story that can help unite Americans and to show that black people are Americans. We need to be treated as equals. That's why 400 years of hell we've been going through. And I experienced 3 years of hell, and it felt like I lived the whole 400. Because our own government, some in it who believe in freedom, who believe in democracy for all, but some who believe because of the color of my skin and not the content of my character, will not allow me to be in a position of power. And that's going to end, and it's going to end.
Right.
Because that's the only way we can save our democracy, by coming together. We're in the 21st century. We got to stop thinking we're in the 20th. We got to stop being afraid of one another, especially in our own communities. I know that we've been struggling, and it seems like that if we step on one another or whatnot, not saying all of us did, but some of us did. But we got to end that. But I believe in an American story like mine, of what I went through, and I don't feel like talking about that. But if you research LandingHamCase.com, like landing the plane, then GoingHamForAmerica.com.
Yes,
it will show that this presidential candidate will bring justice for America. Where that justice, when that happens, it will show unity that this nation has never seen before. And I know a lot of stuff we've been thrown at, COVID, and now there's probably nuclear war with Russia, with NATO and us.
Yes, sir.
But remember what the Bible said, the wars and rumors of wars.
Yes, sir.
So I think as long as you just put your faith in God, everything will be all right. Now, I would say this. A lot of people are saying, okay, Michael, you did your lawsuit. I don't see you on the news. I think y'all need to ask the news that, because my name is down there at the federal courthouse. I have my federal judge, Pamela A. Barker. I have my magistrate, Thomas Parker. We're going to trial.
Yes, sir.
And for some odd reason, done some investigations after I talked to you on the show last. I have subpoena power. Uh-oh. So it seems like what my boss told me at work. It seems like what my boss told me at work, which he didn't fully believe me, but now he's like, man, if this story is really true, your story can solve the 400 years of what black people have been going through. you can just change it overnight. I said, well, you know, you're suing for $2 billion. That's, and it's downtown. All you got to do is look at the website, type in my name, Judge Pamela A. Barker, look at the docket, $2 billion. The evidence is there. Say, we'll take a look. I'm not playing. My life was threatened by former President Trump. This president, Joe Biden, wants to cover it up. I don't know for what reason, because he's afraid. Or what, I don't know. Don't really care. I got tired of waiting. So I took it upon myself to take them to federal court. Now, they thought I didn't know how to, you know, I need a lawyer. I need to know how to read and understand. Well, I didn't need a lawyer. I filed the federal paperwork lawsuit myself. The courts accepted it. Now, the lawyers for the Justice Department got to prove that I'm wrong. But it's going to be kind of hard when the judge then accepted it. A Republican judge that was appointed by Donald Trump in 2018. That's the kicker. As we've seen, the judges that has been protecting Donald Trump for the election, oh, wait, they didn't. None of them did. So,
that's right.
So since this is part of the election, since Donald Trump, let me just say this, America. Donald Trump, the lie that he told saying that the election was stolen, that's not the lie. Here's the lie. The cover that both governments that are doing by covering up the threat on my life as a presidential candidate for 2020, that's the threat. That's the cover-up. So that's about to come out. And y'all follow me, LandonHamCase.com, the party of We the People on Facebook. It's time to come together. We have a spear to take the lead. And I'm that spear. But we got to unify. Now, and God bless each and every one of you who's listening. God bless you, Brother Al, and your family. And I hope you
Thank
stay
you.
Strong. I mean, God bless you and everybody. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate that. Just like landing a plane and going ham. Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate 2024, federal court. There you go. All you have to do is look it up and see what's going on. I checked it out last week and said, at least the truth is finally coming out. As a matter of fact, I remember on, it was so easy to find. I can appreciate it. Mother Porter, the Sheriff, Joseph Motley Jr., a song called The Other Side, which will be on the 7th album. In the main world, they will tell you 9, the highest number is completion. In the Bible, Jesus uses the number 7. So the 7th album, Anti-Music Industry, features Mama Porter on a couple of songs. I'm so thankful because Mama Porter's poetry that she had been doing since I can remember being a young Al Porter, where she would say, way down in Alabama, where I had to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Way down in a southern state, where us colored folks didn't even rate. We were ruled by King Jim Crow, who planned to be king forevermore. Now he ruled with an iron hand and taught segregation as the law of the land. Now all this happened in Alabama, where we had to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Mama Porter passed last Thursday, May the 3rd, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. I will probably always remember May 3rd, 5 p.m. I'll remember it. I might not remember the year or how many years, 10, 11, 12 years past that it happened 12 or 13 years ago. I probably won't remember before I go to the 216424 because as a teenager heading into adulthood, my daughter passed. Can't tell you how many years she would have been alive if she lived. Because for me, personally, and I'm just saying personally, because there are a lot of people who will criticize the fact that I waited until Saturday, 2 days later, before I shared the information with people, a majority of people, there were a few who knew, but the ones who knew were the ones who didn't really deal with social media or who didn't personally have major problems that I felt going on in their lives enough for me to share certain things with. But the reason that I will probably not, even if it's 5 or 6 years from now, be able to say, well, it happened 5 years ago or 6 years ago or what have you, is because I personally believe that my Father in Heaven, God, I choose Yahweh, what have you. I honestly believe that my Father in Heaven knew what he was doing. It's not for me to say that, you know, mom should still be here, or, you know, my daughter should still be here, or, you know, no, there was a different plan. And I refuse to second guess what my Father's plan might be. I can tell you that on Thursday evening after my mom expired, I was thankful that I was home when she passed and that my mom wanted to be home. She had come back home from about a month and a half stay at a hospital and then nursing home for rehab. She came home on like February 2nd. I had already been a caregiver for my mom for going on 3 years. She was really sick, dementia, and a few other things, but she recognized a lot. She said she didn't want to be in a home. So I did what was necessary for my mom, like she would have done for me or like she did when I was coming up. So the reason I'm letting you all know that is because when she passed on Thursday evening or Friday, we had a workshop a week before the workshop, a week before her passing, when it was a Saturday beforehand. BWE had an event at Elder Statesman Silver Bees Edutainment Royalty Roundtable. He had given me obituaries to give out at the last workshop of Lynn Tolliver. And my mom had looked at the obituary. She said that she remembered Lynn Tolliver, some of his on-air antics and what have you. So I know that my mom would not have wanted me to go to the workshop and or make this great announcement. And it go from being tributes for Lynn Tolliver, who I respected, and artists performing and people expecting to do something, it would have been very selfish on my part. And not respecting my mom, who attended hip-hop workshops for as often as she could, until she couldn't anymore, to ruin her memory or legacy of the workshop and make it about a crying festival for, or a pity party for the fact that my mom passed. My mom's not suffering. Unless you go through what I go through, or unless I go through what you go through, everybody has different decisions to make. But on that Wednesday night to Thursday morning when my mom could not speak, could not eat, could not utter words, my father knew it was time to take her. That's all I can say on that. The workshop. I needed the workshop because I needed something else to make me feel like something that my mom believed in was happening. And to see families enjoy themselves, people enjoy themselves, I appreciated that immensely. The legacy of Mama Porter, from her working in college dormitories or writing in newspapers for Kentucky, going to Illinois, finishing up at another dormitory, coming to Cleveland and working with the school community council, citywide student dropout prevention committee, PTA, as she got older, working in the Goodwill and being an activist on the front line, she lived a good life. She got a chance to see 85 years. No regrets. People ask me about my lifestyle. What are my regrets in life right now? How can I regret not being a millionaire in the rap industry when some of my lyrics are better than 65% of the people on the national scale or international scale? How the hell am I going to have regrets? I might not have the ends that some of them have, but I ain't have to sell my soul to nobody, did I, in order to get those ends? I'm not high as a kite. I am not surrounded by fake friends. I have gotten a chance to help a lot of people and families make it in life. I've learned how to work for my own self on a lot of ways and better my community. And I dare somebody to come up and say, well, yeah, but you ain't got the money. No, but I got pride and self-respect. What the hell do you have? My mom's legacy still lives on through me, and I'm all right with that. Going to the 216-424 phone number, 216-424. How we doing out there?
Black House Sound. How you
what
doing, Mr. Porter?
Man, I'm excited, man, because, man, this one brother by the name of, you might know him, Carl Powers III, called in talking about March the 11th. I've heard from people like Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, Major Cap, Ballhead Fred. Man, it seems like everybody wants to come out and be a part of this major event. We even have candidates running for Senate who have said, hey, I want to be down with that. Talk to me about what's going on, family.
Well, it's going to be an awesome event this Friday. The food will be served around 9:30. So if you're listening and you think you're going to be late, please try to make it before 9:30 so you can get your meal because you paid for it. That's if you are a person that purchased a ticket and you listening in. Other than that, like I was saying a few weeks ago, we will have a line dancing. You will hear performances from rap artists. And once again, we're going to give that award to Mr. Vic Irv Smith from East Cleveland that do wonderful, wonderful things. I remember 3 years ago before the pandemic, my church was doing a coat giveaway, you know, and Irv Smith heard about that, called my pastor up. He was like, can I put coats in too? We said, yeah. Man, that brother was there. Brother had about 20 coats, nice coats. And people, if you listening, if you believe me, man, you know, a lot of baby mothers that was young, they was there, and they made sure their kid had a coat, and we had some hoodies. I remember that. We had different color hoodies, too. So they got a coat, some hoodies, and it got a book bag. But I bring all that up just to tell you the character of Mr. Earl Smith. Mr. Earl Smith, he didn't, you know, he could have did his own coat giveaway, but he wanted to be
right.
part of Black House Sound to help out the church, because Earl Smith understand the same thing Black House Sound understand. You cannot become the big success that you want to become without working with people that's trying to do similar things that you're doing. You know, I had to fight myself every year when I hear another local artist that get a little bit further than me. I had to ask myself, is I mad that that young man or that young lady got opportunity because I didn't get it? Or is I mad that it's just not me? Why I can't just be happy for them? And when I think like that, I shame myself so bad to where I got to do either one or two things. I can just be a hater like most people, or I can be like, you know what, that's another human being like me. And whatever I didn't do to become successful, maybe they did it. Maybe they did all the extra steps to become successful. So I bring all that to everybody's attention. If you feel that you want to be in attendance of the show, you would like to make it on out, but you feel like a month ago we was talking about it and you think it's too late, it's never too late, all right? I just want people to know that it's never too late, but I also want people to know the night of the show, if you show up at the door and it's 50 people in the room and we reject you, please don't get mad. We tried our best for 2 to 3 months to let people know about this upcoming event. Black House Sound, before I get off the phone, is grateful and honored for all the people that have been listening to the new songs that we have created. Black House Sound is also honored for all the people throughout the festivals and the news interviews and the radio interviews and the movies, the local movies that we've been in, and people been supporting us, clapping for us and saying, don't stop doing what you're doing. And before I get off the phone, one thing I have to say regarding the Queen, Mother Porter, I just want everybody to know out my mouth, I was really, really, really honored that she got on a song with me. And I just want all y'all to know, she wasn't doing too well when she did the song. But
right. She
worked her strength up. I'm not lying to you people. She worked her strength up to do that poetry. And she did it. And I feel like, you know, me and the sheriff, our lyrics tight, you know what I'm saying? But it was not better than Ms. Porter. Poetry. And the reason I say that is because if you ever listen to that song and you listen to her poetry, she really lived that. This ain't nothing that she looked on TV, oh yeah, Black History, blah, blah, blah. Miss Porter was talking Black History every month, every day, all the time. That's all she liked to talk about. If you knew Miss Porter and if you knew that she wanted the young folks not to walk around feeling the shame of being Black. She wanted us to be really, 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 really proud of being Black. So if anything you can do in regardless, in regards of Mother Porter, when you think about her, just be happy that you're Black. That's all I got to say. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Miss Porter was the real queen, and that's on everything. This is the hottest show on the Monday night. Everybody else get it right. And if I see you on Friday night, we going to eat, and we going to celebrate, and everything going to be all right. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Motley, I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play something called On My Mama. And then I got to find some Black House Sound music after I play this BWE music. We will be right back after this.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama. Remix.
Oh, my mama.
Remix. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama.
talk about our mamas right quick. Let's show appreciation to them.
Oh my mama.
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 You know, they are Mother
oh
Earth.
Oh my mama.
We gotta show them that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my mama.
Their work.
Oh my mama.
They gave
oh my
the
mama.
To believe. Running through these streets are the queens of grace. Mother Earth, protectors of our future.
Keep
saying, I thank you for your prayer to make change. We appreciate how your truth and love brings unity in a world of misguided foolery. Blessings upon you,
because
you installed in me to believe, faith, love, and unity. Give me the vision and the meaning of women empowerment. Holding myself as a Nubian queen that's gonna succeed. I love you, cause you're without you. There is no me. I gotta be higher up so our future kings and queens can have that example that is meant for
everybody.
Oh my mama.
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 Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Got him.
You know I gotta do this on my mama. This is the reason why I'm looking for drama. That's why we coming through with all this honor. I am an artist and mama, I love you. Just wanna tell you, thank you for having me. Lyrical storm with lyrical people so strong with the sheriff. Word up to kill, we're always gonna build them up. That's on my mama. Bringing that karma. You hear me cropping this harvest, so you know I'm on the farm. This might just rose it up, growing this bouquet instead of destroying. Bringing the charm and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Oh my mama.
Yeah.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama.
Executive order on what
oh
I say.
Mama.
Every day is like Mother's
oh
Day.
Mama.
Re-edit, remix. It's on
oh my
mama.
Mama.
On my mama. I don't
oh
do drama.
Mama.
I don't tolerate on no
oh
disorder.
My mama.
On my mama name, Miss Hattie
oh
Porter.
Mama.
Kilroy's my name. I acclaim
oh
fame. I'm on BWE's Wall
oh
of Fame.
Mama.
I need to play something that's a personal favorite of mine, and since both artists did a collabo on this song, and they'll be in the house doing things this March 11th, this Friday, why not play something? A lot of people don't realize that only one group put out a Black History Month song for 6 straight years. Only one group put out not one, but 2 volumes of something called Cleveland Conscious Rap. So off of volume 1, 2 of my favorite groups. I'm just thankful to be an affiliate with the group Black House Sound. We have some of my favorite artists. You have the founder, Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., who did the production on the track and the lyrics. You have the CEO, the operational manager, Mr. Carl Powers III, a.k.a. Endo Dub. And you also have Mr. 1008 Vision himself, Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven. The video was nice. The song is nice. It was a standout. The world... Black House Sound.
We go way back. Girl is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in her heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. care and the love is in the heart, it's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer. Another one smoking crack and got their hands up, or alcoholic running around and throwing them bands up. It's the ones that grew up with your jealous and can't stand you.
Cleveland Standard Time, come join the O'Sullivans for a hoolie to retain Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan, Court of Appeals, and that is at 12900 Lake Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. Okay, live music by the Irish Cottage Boys. Also, going back to a brother who called into this particular show, running for county executive, Lee Weingart, that's LeeWeingart for county executive. A few things that when you go by his particular group and you ask what he has done, as Lee Weingart has already been fighting for Cuyahoga County for the last 25 years, his experience uniquely positions him to lead Cuyahoga County as its next executive. Now, I'm going to go by some of the things that he has done recently, such as removing dangerous urban blight, L&E Group, which is his, work to pass legislation in Columbus, creating the Cuyahoga Land Bank, the first land bank in Ohio. Since 2009, the Cuyahoga Land Bank has demolished or renovated thousands of county properties, many of which had become drug houses, placing communities and individuals at risk, creating new opportunities for affordable housing, new development, and green space. Today, there are more than 60 land banks in Ohio, extending the benefits of urban redevelopment statewide. Promoting clean energy, as L&E Group secured $40 million to build wind turbines in Lake Erie and $3 million to build wind turbines at Case Western Reserve in a private business. Supporting families, L&E Group secured $4 million in federal funding for the county's Fatherhood Initiative, a program that continues to strengthen Cuyahoga County families 12 years after securing the initial funding. Funding innovation and job expansion. L&E Group has secured more than $40 million in state and federal funding for companies located in Cuyahoga County to encourage innovation and job expansion in clean energy, transportation, medical devices, advanced materials, clean water, public infrastructure, and other fields. In its first project, L&E Group secured $3 million in state government funding to move 300 jobs from San Diego to Cleveland. Many of these were entry-level jobs, providing first-time employment opportunities for hundreds of Clevelanders. Community project funding. L&E Group has secured more than $20 million in federal and state funding for important community projects, including $1.4 million for Caramu House and a new roof and after-school programming, $3 million for residential housing units for Cleveland at Risk, and $600,000 for a forestry management program and protecting our community, as L&E Group secured a grant to fund installations of a gunshot detection system in the 4th Police District of Cleveland. Since November 2020, the system has notified police of more than 1,300 cases of gunfire, expediting their arrival on scene and increasing, of course, public safety. So I thank everybody who took the time to listen, chill back, enjoy everything. My thing is this. I thank you all for being a part of this program. As I look through and see how things look, I can at least thank you and appreciate you. And there we go. As a matter of fact, I am going to just throw this on for at least 60 seconds. Why not? G-O-D. Kilroy.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop? Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. D.O.G. reverse, G.O.D. took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black fleet collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Yippee a. Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee a. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee a.
And I'm gonna thank Danielle Woods. Really, man, if she hadn't gotten this place together a couple of years ago, there's no way my mom would have been able to come back home to stay hospice or anything else, because it wouldn't have been up to standard. So I appreciate that immensely. Talk to you all soon.